to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. The Republicans are the ones that have been saying that we have to become more moderate. More moderate? Are you kidding me? Here's the most moderate position. Stop spending our money that we're working hard for. Stop putting us in debt.
Hard to disagree with that point of view. Glenn Beck there on the Republicans, the economy, and the sequester cuts, which is where we get started in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Tuesday, February the 19th. I'm Doug Steffen on the air, taking your calls at 888-302-3684. Who agrees with Glenn Beck? I'll tell you 100% I do. I don't agree with him on a lot of things, but in this instance, he's right. Stop spending this money, which, A, you don't have, you don't need to, all of the things. If you went through the budget of the United States government, you would be appalled at money being spent, never mind waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, but things that are unnecessary in anybody's life. The way charitable deductions that you can take if you decide you want to give to a charity, that's swell, because you made that decision. The government makes the decision for you on billions and billions and billions of dollars that are spent for charities that I'm betting most of you don't approve of or don't want to support. Anyway, so we get into this discussion with these cuts, automatic spending cuts set to kick in. Congress has not been able to come up with a way to reduce the deficit, and perhaps it's a good thing. Again, 888-302-3684 or email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Here's Brett Baier talking to political strategist Joe Trippi and Karl Rove about what, if anything, is coming from Congress to try and avoid these looming automatic cuts.
We are less than 2 weeks away from the implementation of what some call drastic reductions in the rate of spending growth known as sequestration. All right, first of all, let's talk about what the Democrats are talking about. Senate Democrats are talking about replacing the sequester. We don't really have a White House plan per se, but Senate Democrats did come out with something.
Well, the sequester would end up in $85 billion in cuts. The Senate plan, the balance plan, they call it, would end up with $110 billion in both revenue and cuts to replace it. And so it'd be $55 billion in new revenue. Most of that would be the Buffett rule. $53 billion would come from taxing higher income folks to make sure that they can't, that they don't go underneath what middle class pay less rate than the middle class families do. And then you've got $2 or $3 billion more in revenue that's really eliminating loopholes and other things. But the $55 billion in spending cuts, $27.5 billion comes from the military, comes from defense cuts, and $27.5 billion comes from farm subsidies. So you're ending up there with $55 billion in new revenue. Republicans aren't going to like that. And $55 billion in cuts to replace it from the Senate plan.
And this is the Senate plan they came forward with. They didn't move it forward on the floor for a vote before they left.
No, so it's sitting there. No one knows whether it, there's some question even about whether it could pass the Senate. I think it would, but there are those Republicans wondering if this is a gambit to, without the votes to pass it.
Carl, as Joe mentioned, that has no chance in the House. House Republicans,
well, there's little chance in the House, in the Senate. I mean, this is why they didn't bring it up for a vote. There are enough Democrats who have been skeptical of the so-called Buffett rule that this would be unlikely to, certainly couldn't come through normal order. The Senate Finance Committee, already, a majority of its members have already indicated a lack of interest in the so-called Buffett rule.
All right, House Republicans, what are they saying?
They've passed twice a sequestration replacement bill with over $300 billion in targeted cuts over the next several years. This would not only help us avoid this year's $85 billion sequestration across the board haircut, but it would allow us to avoid cuts in the future. Most of them are drawn by, for example, ending waste and duplication of government programs. They take a bunch of job training programs and put them together in order to reduce costs. They roll back. The president has used administrative rulemaking to greatly expand the use of food stamps. You can get food stamps today, for example, if you get $1 in utility assistance. $1.
It doesn't have increased revenue or increased taxes as a part of the House Republican plan.
And the president
that's what they've said.
That's right. Well, the president talked about a balanced approach. During the campaign, he ran television ads saying $2.50 in spending cuts for every dollar in revenue. In January, he got $600 billion more in revenue. That translates into $1.5 trillion in cuts to match the balanced proposal that the president laid out with his campaign ads. And it's interesting that the Democrats immediately come back and say, well, what we mean by balance was not the $2.50 in cuts for every dollar in revenue. It's a dollar in new spending for every dollar that we get in cuts.
And the Senate plan is a dollar in new spend in cuts. It matches that, the balance of a buck for a buck.
A buck for a buck. You're talking about passing the butt. Good, Doug. Passing the buck. This is pretty interesting the way this thing has been set up by this commission that studied what was being spent here. 888-302-3684. You can't run your life. You hear that all the time. You can't run your life the way these people run the government. From our Countdown affiliate, WDEL in Wilmington, host Alan Ludell talks to Lee Munsell from Politico.com about reports starting to appear in the news that the cuts, the sequester cuts, will wreak economic havoc if they're allowed to happen.
Local news media and members of Congress start to deal with the potential effects back home, and something, you know what, could hit the fan as more people become aware of what this all entails. What about that, that is starting to filter through America, that this could have wreak economic havoc in various congressional districts?
Sure. Well, as you know, sequestration is an issue that we've been looking at for almost, you know, a year and a half, more than a year and a half now. So it's been going on for a while. But from a local news perspective, there are reporters and editors who are recently starting to pay a lot more attention to what cuts could look like on a district level. So whether, you know, bases are going to be cut, whether planes will be grounded, that sort of thing. And a lot of those answers aren't clear yet. As far as how these cuts will be distributed, but anytime a local news report starts talking about jobs in a lawmaker's district potentially being at stake through sequestration, that's a news report that the lawmakers are going to start paying attention to.
Is it the sense of people you interviewed for the article that it is hitting locales and news media and members of Congress are already getting hit with it, or that it's still very much in the future tense?
Oh, it's starting right now, and it started in recent weeks. We have a second sequestration deadline now of March 1st, but we were told by reporters and editors across the country that, you know, the appetite for sequestration news in local districts is insatiable. Like, they're getting so many hits on these stories that they're writing about, you know, even if they don't have a lot of specific information about how many jobs could be lost, if they just mention that there's a potential of job loss in their district, people are really paying attention to that.
Nonsense. It really is. It's nonsense. You can't, can you can be convinced by anybody who has any credibility that the government needs to spend the kind of money that it does, and that the Defense Department, with waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the $250 to $280 billion a year, that they can't figure out how not to spend $25 billion? It is complete and utter nonsense. It's an offensive way of presenting this information to anybody who's got a brain. 888-302-DOUG on the Countdown at 16 past the hour.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new HIT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you'd treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new HIT card at discover.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. real value for the money, and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. It was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Mm. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Mm. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Budget cuts the focus on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here's radio host Ray Dunaway with Congressman John Larson of Connecticut about the week off that Congress has taken just before the sequester cuts are set to take place.
John Larson is in the studio, First District Congressman, taking a week off, but he doesn't know why they decided to take a week off. So is it because of President's Day or what?
Well, no, it's President's Day, but with the sequester scheduled to go into effect on March the 1st, you would think there would be a sense of urgency, given the dramatic impact that these cuts would have, both on state residents, but also on our military, and what it would mean to our troops abroad, what it would mean for our readiness, and what it means for everything from food programs for the elderly to impacting your local municipal budget. So this is not a good thing, and of course it's all entirely imposed legislatively and congressionally because of the fiscal cliff crisis of August of 2011.
And that's where the deal was made for the sequestration.
Right. Yeah, first of all, this fiscal crisis stuff, right, I got to say, these are fabrications of what needs to happen, of what should be automatically raised. The United States should never default on its full faith and credit.
Could we survive? And here's the larger question,
sure.
John. And I'm looking at the numbers here on the sequester. It's basically a 10-year program. So, in other words, you have cuts every year out to 2021. Or maybe 2021. All right. And you're right. I mean, the big cuts are in defense. That's a huge cut. Also, a little bit of savings in debt service costs. And I don't know quite how we do that, but we could. Some cuts in discretionary spending. But I guess what you're looking at, you're talking about $1 trillion in cuts. Okay. Over 10 years,
on
right?
On top of $1.5 trillion that has already been cut.
And how was that cut, John?
And so that was cut in the Budget Control Act. So that money has been cut already, and when you add this on top of it, it's not that there isn't a need to make cuts. The question is whether you take a meat cleaver to this and do it all at once through sequestration, or whether or not you phase these in over time.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Is your immune system under siege? Allergies and crippling immune diseases are on the rise. Vaccines, radiation, and GMOs lead the charge against your health. Fortunately, health-conscious consumers are enlisting the help of RNA drops. RNA drops turn on the signals and switches in virtually every cell of your body to activate what science calls your junk DNA. RNA drops provide you with the ammunition you need to win the war on disease, pain, depression, and decline. Hear hours of testimonials from people just like you at RNAfreesample.com. That's RNAfreesample.com. And order a free one-month supply of RNA drops. Pay only shipping and handling at RNAfreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703 or visit RNAfreesample.com.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
888-302-3684 is our call-in line. The discussion on the Talk Radio Countdown Show now focusing on drones and what's going on in our army and what's going on in our country with the drones overhead in most every city in our country. Here's Talk Host Helen Glover in Providence talking to General Reginald Centriaccio about the new combat medal for drone operators that ranks above the Bronze Star.
You know, I heard this last week, and I don't know why Panetta is doing this, and he's doing it on his way out the door so he doesn't have to deal with any backlash on this, but I have no problem with giving some sort of meritorious service award, but to put it in the category of above a Bronze Star when this person is never possibly leaving his computer room to obtain this, I don't know. I just feel that we're, I don't know, feel like we're dumbing down the military.
You are absolutely right on. Let me give you just a short analogy of what ironically happened last week. I was honored to be present at an award ceremony we had for a 92-year-old
yes.
veteran who flew 30
Mr.
missions
Jakes.
Over Germany.
Yes.
And he received the Distinguished Flying Cross. Now, if you put that in the same bucket as you do with someone who's fighting to place drones over the same target today by a computer, I just can't get that through my head that it would be anywhere near equal to being recognized as such. And I recognize it's not the Distinguished Flying Cross. But when you talk about drawing an analogy between putting someone in harm's way versus behind a computer, it just doesn't mesh in my head anyway. Now, I recognize, and I think we all should recognize, that we are migrating rather rapidly to an electronic warfare kind of a scenario over the next generation. And specifically, cyber terrorism will be our major threat versus any land army that we're talking about that we used to talk about legacy warfare being fought on land someplace. So recognizing that, I do understand that these kids, and that's what they are, kids behind today's technology to place ordnance on some target someplace need to be recognized. But I don't agree that it should have anywhere near the same kind of meaning that a Bronze Star should have.
And above.
Or certainly just below a Silver Star with valor.
Right.
That's absolutely ridiculous. And I think, unfortunately, what's going to happen, is, as far as I can see, it will will become somewhat of a referred to as a Mickey Mouse Award. Understanding, too, that we can't water down the importance of what these kids are doing, and they need to be recognized. But when you put it in the same context of the Bronze Star, that just does not sink, and I think it perhaps will receive a lot of criticism from our soldiers.
888-302-3684. So let's listen to a piece of the conversation that Michael Brown had talking about this new combat medal. It seems this came out of nowhere. I don't know how many of you had heard the discussion, but let's listen to part of this from Michael Brown's radio program.
This whole concept of having a new kind of medal, you know, like you did something really good in war or whatever, a new medal for drone operators. They're creating a new medal for drone operators and for cyber attacks. Here's how it was described on, of all places, the Huffington Post. They fight the war from computer consoles and video screens. But the troops who launch the drone strikes and direct the cyber attacks that can kill or disable an enemy never set foot, or may never set foot, in a combat zone. But now their battlefield contributions may be recognized with the first new combat-related medal to be created in decades. Here's what Panetta announced last Wednesday, the Secretary of Defense. The Pentagon is creating a medal that can be awarded to troops who have a direct impact on combat operations, but do it away from the combat zone.
All right. Well, I think we understand it. Whether we agree with the idea remains to be seen.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Government restrictions often hurt those who need help the most. For example, many states actually prohibit caterers from giving perfectly good, unserved food to homeless shelters and to other charities. I suppose such rules are adopted with good intentions, such as protecting the health of the poor. But if we look at such rules through the lens of liberty, we would ask ourselves, do we really mean to protect these people so thoroughly that they have to go to dumpsters for food? Are we so concerned about rules that we can't let people with extra food give it to the hungry? As Americans, we need to re-examine our priorities and assert our founding principles of individual freedom, personal responsibility, and self-government. The decision on whether such acts of charity might help or hurt others ought to be left to common sense, not government rules.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Black chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist, flavorful tea oh so juicy, just give one to my friend Lucy, berries creamy rich, chapstick always on my lips, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy, luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers, grab one from the cough and cold aisle,
la la la, la la la,
chapstick, apply happy.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Around the country and around the world at DougStephan.com and RadioAmerica.com, and you can download just to anything that relates to Doug Stephan. You'll find a way to listen to this program in case you don't hear the thing in its entirety when it's aired live. You can find all of the old programs as well. Check out the listen box at DougStephan.com. The situation with immigration reform is next up on the countdown. President and the White House Chief of Staff saying that they want to be prepared in case the bipartisan group of senators fails to devise a plan to overhaul immigration laws. And thus the discussion started on MSNBC, because on the countdown we're looking and listening to what's on News Talk television as well as News Talk radio. Mika Brzezinski here with Joe Scarborough talking to former Obama advisor David Axelrod and Time Magazine's Mark Halperin about the president's immigration plan.
Senator Rubio says that the president's immigration plan, the backup plan, is dead on arrival. Is it?
Well, first of all, the president's backup plan is a backup plan. I think the president's, my understanding is that the president's staff has been meeting with Senator Rubio's staff and the staffs of all of the Gang of Eight throughout this period several times a week. So I think the president's plan is to support what they come up with, but he said that there needs to be a comprehensive plan. He's working on a backup plan. The mistake here was to disseminate it so widely within the administration that it got leaked, and I'm sure if they could, they'd take that back.
So it's just a protocol issue then, David? Rubio and others, their feelings are hurt?
Well, it can't be more than that, because I don't think they've seen the actual plan. And when I read about the details of the plan,
it matches up with the parameters that people set, which is strong border security, going after employers who violate the law, making sure that people who are here illegally go to the back of the line, pay fines, learn English, pay back taxes. So I think it didn't warrant the reaction that that we saw. But, you know, my expectation is that those senators in the Gang of Eight are going to come up with a bill, and it's going to be one that the president can support.
Yeah, and again, just to be very clear, because the White House, I think, has come out and said it, you seem to be saying it this morning, the president's going to stay out of the way, let Congress develop and shape the bill, but have this backup bill in case something goes wrong there.
It is kind of ironic that some of the same people who want to involve the president in some things want him not to be involved in other things, but be that as it may, I think that the thing is moving along, and we ought to let the process work.
All right, so we're into immigration reform and all the nuance that goes with it. Some people think that we kind of all go to sleep when it comes to details on things like this. This is a very, very important discussion. 888-302-3684. Let's hope that most people in the country still have the ability to dig down deep into some of these discussions and have intelligent discourse back and forth. The White House, again, downplaying the draft proposal as merely a backup plan if lawmakers don't come up with immigration overhauls on their own. And all of a sudden this has become a big thing. Why is that? Because the president says a big thing. Is it a big thing? It's always been a big thing. Why just now are we getting to this? It's a discussion you can have on your own. And it perhaps makes a good hour's worth of discussion on a great talk radio program as well. Why now? Why hasn't this been something we've been talking about for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, back to Reagan's day even? Here's Talk Host Linda Lopez with the CBS political analyst Dottie Lynch about the president's immigration proposal that was leaked over the weekend.
Over the weekend, the president's proposal on immigration was just kind of leaked out, right?
Yeah, it's unclear if this was an official leak or just someone who had it who gave it to a reporter, but the White House has been scrambling for the past couple of days to explain what it was and what it's not.
But what's the key element of the plan?
Well, the key element is very similar to what Obama's been talking about all along, this providing visas, maybe about an eight-year waiting for illegal residents to become eligible to be citizens, border security, a lot of the same elements. So I think the fuss was over the process of the White House coming out before the Congress had a chance to come up with their plan.
Speaking of process, the other night we heard Senator Marco Rubio delivering the Republican response after the President's State of the Union. He had a rebuttal to the President's immigration plan, too, right?
Well, it was basically making sure that all those elements are in place, that it's not, as they would call it, an amnesty, but that there's border security and all the other elements are in place. He was part of that group of eight who came out with the bipartisan plan a few weeks ago, and he has been very vocal in the last few days about the president jumping the gun here and letting the Congress do its work, that his plan, I think, as he called it, was dead in the water if it arrived at the Congress without bipartisan support.
Yeah, so he's saying dead in the water. Certainly this has been a controversy for years and years now. Is it likely that this will be the Congress to make some big changes to immigration law?
My guess, it's still likely. We saw the other night during the State of the Union speech, that was the one element really that got bipartisan support, Republicans as well as Democrats standing up and applauding. The Republicans know they need to do something to solve their problem with Hispanic voters, but as you see from the last few days, it's not going to be an easy pathway to this bill, let alone to citizenship.
The discussion on the Talk Radio Countdown show, administration's proposal for the next step, if you will, in immigration reform. The proposal will create a visa for those in the country illegally, allow them to become legal permanent residents within 8 years. The proposal also requires businesses to know the immigration status of their workers and adds more funding for border security. But as has been pointed out here, it's drawn immediate criticism from Senator Rubio, one of the architects of the earlier discussions on immigration reform. Here's Talk Host David Bowes with a focus on what he believes the White House was trying to accomplish with the leak of this plan.
President Obama allowed his own immigration plan, so to speak, to quote-unquote leak from the White House, which is just a joke. I was reading about this, and the White House's response is just pathetic, where the White House Chief of Staff, Dennis McDonough, says that the administration hoped bipartisan efforts would deliver a broadly acceptable package, but they wanted Plan B. We're doing exactly what the president said we would do last month, which is we're preparing. We're going to be ready, they said. Well, look, releasing a plan ahead of time and trying to undermine the negotiations between the two parties, that doesn't actually do anything, and that's not a Plan B. Because the way it works is Congress would still have to pass any kind of plan. So when the president releases a plan that can't possibly pass and only serves to undermine the negotiations going on, that's not a Plan B. That's a sabotage of Plan A. That's all that is. Here's the White House Chief of Staff.
We want to continue building on the great strides we've made on border security. We want to make sure that we're cracking down on businesses that game the system. We want there to be an earned path to citizenship. And we also want the legal system, which frankly is too cumbersome and too broken. We want that to be reformed as well.
Of course, that doesn't fit with what they were doing over the weekend. I mean, what they were doing was basically trying to play the political game because it's to their advantage. So sometimes when you hear people say, boy, I want this or I want that, what they really want is for problems to continue and to manifest themselves because there's a political advantage to be had with it. After all, you can demonize others and say, well, look, nothing's solved or this problem still exists and it's all somebody else's fault.
Yes, the blame game, 888-302-3684. The leaking of the president's immigration plan seems to have more people disturbed than the plan itself. Paul Ryan, who was the vice presidential nominee, said the timing of the leak suggests the White House was looking for a partisan advantage and not a bipartisan solution. Gee, what else is new? He said, quote, leaking this out does set things in the wrong direction. There are groups in the House and the Senate working together to get this done. And when the president does this sort of thing, it makes it that much more difficult to get things done. Freshman Representative Joaquin Castro of Texas called the leak plan incomplete, said both parties in Congress need to work together to find a solution, and it has not happened yet. Senator McCain predicted the administration's efforts would come up short if the White House went forward with this kind of a proposal. 888-302-3684. I think McCain and Senator Schumer of New York met with the president last week to discuss progress because the two of them are working on a proposal in the Senate to see if they can't agree on some kind of immigration reform. Here's radio host Matt Patrick talking to Bradley Bailey from Texas Immigration Solution about the president's immigration plan and how it differs from what the Gang of Eight, including Schumer and McCain, came up with.
The president's plan is leaked, and they're upset that it was leaked. You know damn well it was leaked because they wanted it leaked. It kind of goes up against the Gang of Eight's plan, which you like, right?
I think Gang of Eight is a good start on the statement of principles, but I will agree I was a little disappointed in hearing the president's so-called leaked plan.
And this kind of, he said that he wouldn't kind of get in the way of the Gang of Eight's plan, their immigration reform plan, which includes Marco Rubio, Senator Rubio, and others, John McCain. You like their plan. It starts with securing the borders. You agree, correct?
Correct. I think that's got to be an essential part. But there's a lot of, statement of principles and legislation are two totally different things. As we've seen many times before, when they start getting into dotting the I's and crossing the T's in legislation, a lot of pork and a lot of stuff gets in there. So we need to make sure what that looks like. I think it's a good start. But having the president, kind of sit on the sideline and let Congress, both sides of the aisle, work on this, I think is what America really wants. This is a policy issue, but it's also a political issue. And we just saw the president play a political card.
So everybody is wrapping their arms around immigration reform. That seems to be the darling for everyone. Do you believe that we are actually going to get something that the American people are going to be satisfied with?
All right, there's more discussion. I think we've had a pretty thorough overview of the immigration reform discussion on talk radio. Up next, the continuing discussion of that meteor that landed in Russia here on The Countdown.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's opening the shop before dawn.
It's going the extra mile for my patients.
And it's finishing well into the night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get those deductions specific to you, from a nurse's scrubs to a mechanic's tools, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Souffles are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep. Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double-check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy and print.
Thank you for calling Discover Card. I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
No. With our new HIT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new HIT card at Discover.com.
People are still talking about that report from Russia on all of the debris coming from the space junk, the meteor in the focus now on the countdown.
The giant meteor exploding in midair, knocking people to the ground, sending others fleeing. Stunned residents say they still can't believe what happened. It's something we only saw in the movies, he says. We never thought we would see it ourselves. Today, the cleanup began. Over 24,000 troops and emergency responders arriving to help. Collecting debris from a collapsed wall, replacing and boarding up blown-out windows. NASA says this was the biggest meteor to hit Earth in over a century, weighing more than the Eiffel Tower. Its explosion in the atmosphere, the equivalent of 30 Hiroshima bombs. Officials say over 1,200 people were injured, over 4,000 buildings damaged, and over a million square feet of glass shattered, the size of about 20 football fields.
There are broken windows and storefronts all throughout the city, and the city is littered with broken glass that caused most of the injuries.
The hunt is on for thousands of fragments that could have hit the ground. Divers search this frozen lake where one piece is thought to have created this massive hole in the ice. They aren't the only ones looking. Meteor hunters from around the world are calling this a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I haven't been able to sleep for the last 2 days because of this.
One of them told us just a small piece could be worth thousands of dollars. Bigger chunks, hundreds of thousands.
With this meteorite fall, there's no doubt that millions and millions of dollars in value of pieces fell to the earth.
The frozen ground and snow will help preserve the meteor debris in what may turn out to be a new cosmic gold rush.
And there's already people here who want to cash in on the worldwide attention. They want to turn this remote city into a tourist destination.
Wow, pretty amazing. 51 after on the countdown.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
888-302-3684. Doug Steffen on the countdown. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. What are you paying for gasoline? Big buzz. The cost of gasoline at the pump, comparisons of prices in your community. The AAA says the gas prices are going up, and it's ridiculous. We all know that. We know what's going on. But how do you feel about being gouged this way? We start off with Diane Sawyer talking to Lindsay Janis, one of the ABC people, about the spiraling cost you're paying for gasoline.
It's time to fasten our seatbelts. For 32 straight days now, gasoline prices have soared, now a four-month high, $3.73 a gallon. And we learned today how much higher they'll rise in April and when they should start falling again.
You know, Americans spent 4% of their household budget on gas last year. It's the biggest slice in three decades, and it makes the recent spike all the more worrying.
The Pearsons know what they're not looking for in the family car.
I don't want an SUV. I think that's too much price. It's too pricey on gas.
They're giving up more space for more miles to the gallon. It's their number one priority.
It's close to $4 already. I think by the end of the month it will be $4.
Prices often spike in the spring as refineries switch over to a summer blend of gasoline. But this year they're rising well ahead of schedule. In California, where some gas stations are already charging $5 a gallon.
I'm at 64. It usually takes me like $50 to fill up.
Drivers are starting to make sacrifices.
Dinner's out, movie nights, things like that.
The big fear is that rising gas prices threaten a fragile economic recovery.
If we hit $4 a gallon on regular unleaded across the country, that would do a lot of damage. Nothing hurts more quickly than rising gasoline prices.
The price trackers at GasBuddy.com predict the average price of a gallon of gas will reach between $3.75 and $4.05 a gallon by April.
And Diane, some possible relief in sight. GasBuddy.com says that prices will probably start to head lower around Memorial Day.
All right, so the price now averages $3.73 around the country. What are you paying? Here's radio host John McConnell talking to Don Redmond from the AAA about prices as they've gone up this past month.
It's been going up every day for over a month, right?
Yeah, I mean, we started out the year at $3.15 a gallon, and here we are today, about 42 cents higher, looking at about $3.57 is the average statewide right now.
I remember one day. Let's see. It was right at a month ago. Me and my youngest walked over because we live about three, four blocks from a library. So we walked over to the library to get a couple of books on a platypus so she could do a report for school. And across the street is a discount zone. And I was looking at the price. Oh, $3.09 was something like that. I said, yeah, let me fill up tomorrow morning on the way to work. And I mean, I dropped the kids to school. I came back, and it was like already like $3.15. You know, it'd gone up like 5 or 6 cents overnight. I'm going, damn, man.
Hey, I experienced the exact same thing this weekend. I mean, Saturday, I'd seen the notice the service station was about $3.38, and I said, okay, well, it's been holding steady there for a couple of days. If that, I'll gas up Sunday. Mm-hmm. Go back there, it's 20 cents higher. It's $3.58. When I got, I was like, what? Earth?
Now, why? What is the difference? Okay, I mean, when there's a storm and people got to run. You always hear stories about somebody's price gouging and the people going, look, I don't have any say-so over this price, and they send me the gas. I charge this much. How is gas priced, and what does who is in charge of it? Because you always, like, you'll blame the president, or you blame Congress, or you blame big oil corporations. Who actually has the most direct say-so about why this gas has gone up this much in this amount of time?
Well, it's sold in the market. I mean, it's investors who have the largest say in what they believe that the price of gasoline should be. I mean, right now the wholesale price of gasoline, and this is a national average, is about $3.13 a gallon. Just right around Christmas, it was like $2.79 a gallon. But the market, the commodities market, feel that wholesale price of gasoline should be about $3.13, and that's what the market's deciding. That's what people are investors are paying for it, and that's what's being charged. That's what it's being sold for. Now, historically, we add about, to get a ballpark figure what the retail price is going to be, we add about 60 cents to that wholesale price. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, that 313 adds 60 to, but it makes it about 373, and that's where the national average is right now.
373. Over $5 in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles has a lot of its own issues,
yeah,
particularly with refineries. They've had a number of refinery issues that looks like maybe smoothing out again pretty soon. But they are, even like last year, they were all well paying above $4 a gallon on the West Coast, more so than the rest of the country.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.